Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is Robin. I am actually going to go over Walnut Grove, Minnesota. Where is Walnut Grove? Walnut Grove is in southwest Minnesota. It is currently about 2.5 to 3 hours away from the Twin Cities, close to the border of South Dakota, and it is close to the border of Iowa. How big is Walnut Grove? Well, Walnut Grove is about 875 people, close. I think we're actually reaching close to 900 people, but we're still waiting at this time on the new census reports. So it is small, very small. But however, Walnut Grove is known for Laura Ingalls Wilder. Laura Ingalls Wilder is from the Little House books, or also known as Little House on the Prairie, from the TV series. And she was very well known from Michael Landon, who was pretty much producer and started the whole Little House series. The people who come to Walnut Grove are mainly tourists. They usually come in the summer months, but they do come most of the time as well during the year. Usually the, May to end of August. But, however, Walnut Grove actually will provide a museum currently. We do have a pageant in July. And that is usually 3 weekends, a Friday and Saturday, along with pageant suppers. We also have the dugout where Laura and her family used to live. Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum has 8 buildings, currently working on a Master's Hotel, which was the original Master's Hotel. They are remodeling currently, and they also have another one that they will be fixing up in the near future with the TV star stuff. But the 8 buildings consist of a lot of Laura's stuff. We actually have Little House on the Prairie TV series stuff. We do provide the books in our gift store and a bunch of other items. And also you can take a little tour throughout. We have a grandma's house. We have a church. We have a schoolhouse. There are many different things that you can actually see, which is great. They do have just a self-guided tour. They offer little hands-on things for kids, even adults. A little more on the pageant, though. Pageant is actually all volunteer. It's usually about 50-some volunteers. Kind of goes through the life in a quick sense within 2 hours. It is all outdoors of for Laura. All of this. We have a dugout out there. We have Plum Creek, actual Plum Creek, that does come in. And it actually has a fire scene, church building. I actually built the church, you guys. They actually built the church. We have Olson's Mercantile there. We're the Olson family, if you understand everything from this. That is one of the biggest things that we really love about Walnut Grove, especially with the economy, and it's family. We love to bring in family fun things. We have Nellie's Cafe that they will say that we don't gouge prices. We know families come. We are small town. We don't want to sit there and try to make every dollar possible with families. We just, at this point, just welcome everybody. With the economy the way it is, again, it is perfect for our small little community. We have a bank. We have a couple specialty stores, Fond Memories, which is a little gift store, but also scrapbooking, card making. So if you like to scrapbook, hey, There are some pages there that you can use that actually have some Walnut Grove pages, pictures, excuse me, on the pages. We have Junk with Purpose, which is kind of a antique with a little fix up to it. That's a little nice fun on Highway 14 shop. There's also a grocery store. We have construction, barn grill, gas station. I mean, for a small town, we have a lot going for us, which is great, great opportunities. This overall, the best thing with the tourists coming is that they help boost the economy here in Walnut Grove. They help boost in the area because a lot of them, we have a campground. We are the only place in our county that has a county park, and we have a campground and a lake. Lake Laura, of course. So this gives a great opportunity for people to come and stay, you know, and we have parks, and we just, again, make it family oriented. It's great. In the past, we actually have done reunions. So we've brought some TV stars here. We just had one here 2 years ago, and that was 45th anniversary because it's the 45th of the museum opening, and it was the 45th of Little House on the Prairie series when it started. Of course, I've met quite a few. I'm colloquially on the committee for helping the reunion start. We are planning a big 50th and hoping to get a few extra stars. We did for the last one, we got about 11 stars. We averaged anywhere from probably 10 to 12. So it's great to see new faces and meet new stars all the time. But yeah, we do have our recurring ones. Let's hope that we can get a few extras, maybe a couple of Melissas, you know, that played Laura Mary. That would be great. Maybe we could get Albert. I don't know. We will have to see, I guess. But those reunions, they bring in thousands of people. I mean, our pageant alone, that brings in an average of probably anywhere from 1,000 to 1,700 a weekend of people, extra people. But when we get the reunions, I mean, we're talking. We usually do that on a weekend, and we're talking 2,000-4,000 people at least. Our outdoor theater that we provide, I mean, it's under lights for the pageant, and it actually provides about 2,000 seats that are reserved, and then we can fit about another 3,000 to 4,000 around when you, on the general admission, when you bring your own blankets or your own chairs. So best part is, Walnut Grove is a small community, but however, we are very, very appreciative of how we get the tourists. We make them feel wonderful, wanted, thanking them. We also then also provide a family festival during these weekends and a Laura Nelly lookalike contest. The family festival is in our local city park, so that helps provide some more things for families. And pageant suppers even. I mean, this is something that we're a community and we appreciate all the tourists that come and help still provide the economy and that, you know, the boost to it and everything every year. It's a great opportunity. You need to come visit Walnut Grove. It is so much fun to live here, actually. Small, but yet big in the same. So, hey, come to Walnut Grove, Minnesota. Thanks.